Vega is the second brightest star in the northern sky after Arcturus. It's interesting to compare the brightness and color of the two stars. Vega is blue-white, while Arcturus is orange. Vega is easy to recognize by its brightness and, above all, by its position. It is part of the trio of stars that form the Summer Triangle. This large geometric figure appears high in the sky in midsummer, dominated by the splendor of Vega, which in the summer months appears at dusk directly overhead. The other two stars of the triangle are Deneb and Altair, which belong to the constellations Cygnus and Aquila, respectively. When the sky is perfectly dark and clear and the Milky Way is visible, you can see that Vega is just outside the band representing our galaxy. Deneb is at the center of this long, whitish strip, and Altair is on the opposite side to Vega. These three stars are indicated in celestial atlases with the first letter of the Greek alphabet. In fact, they are the brightest of the respective constellations. Vega is the alpha star of the constellation Lyra. It is one of the most photographed celestial subjects. The star Vega, due to its brightness, has been used by astronomers to calibrate their instruments and was the first to be photographed in 1850. But we can imagine tracing the importance of the star back to remote times if we consider that approximately 12,000 years ago, it was the brightest star closest to the North Celestial Pole. In approximately 13,000 years, the Earth's axis will once again be pointing towards a point in the sky very close to Vega. The star will therefore assume the function of the pole star in the future.